Is that my message?
Yeah, there you go.
Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah.
Tuesday morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J.K. Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to King Good Morning. With me, my co-host. One love, one love. You're lucky if you have just one love.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. Love yourself.
That's Yusef Kente, y'all. Timmy Braxton.
Good morning, all you awesome wonders out there in Cyberland.
Morning.
And welcome to the Kings in the Morning. You can catch a train, you can catch a car, you can catch a plane, you can catch a nasty hoe with a venereal disease, but you can't catch no feelings on this show. So please leave your feelings at the door. That being said, shove them down, roll them up, and tuck them in. You're going to need all three. Caffeine, nicotine, and adrenaline. Go ahead, Mr. J. King, and do your thing. Ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, September 15th, 2021, you're riding with the King.
Perfect. Professor Keone.
Morning, King. Good morning to all of my co-hosts, and greetings to all of our great listeners across all of our social platforms who tune in to Kings in the Morning Blog Talk Radio Show. Love y'all.
Brother Reverend Ali.
I want your music, baby. Yes, I do. I want your music. I want your muse. Yeah, I want your muse. I want your muse. Yes, I do.
Warning. Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Warning. Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Warning. Bullshitter alert.
I want your muse.
I see why you gave him a solo.
I see why you got a no-no.
Oh, I like that. I like
that.
John Beckman said, preemptive word of the day, incompetent. Glad to be back on this platform to hear the daily incompetent phony professor word of the day. Incompetent. Good morning, John Beckman. Glad to see you back on HAPS. Glad to have you back. You know, John Beckman, he left HAPS and just went to Facebook, but now he's back. He's back on HAPS and Peony's in trouble. Hey now, the Beckman is back.
Play Master is back.
Hey, Marty Griffin, good morning. Marty, did you ever get your CD?
The Fatso's back. Welcome back, Fatso.
You might want to turn your mic up for some, sir. Because You're lighting the pants when it comes to hearing your voice. You have been a few times. I just want to let you know that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Kings in the Morning.
You sound like you in the closet, Jay.
What? How do I sound like I'm in the closet?
Your microphone sound like you in the closet, man, somewhere.
No. My microphone sounds
fine. Ask everybody. Ask everybody on the phone. You sound like you're in the closet.
Do I need to turn it up, Sam? Is that what it is? Do I need to turn my microphone?
Now you sound like you're in the bathroom.
Now, the fact that you like the clause in the bathroom kind of tell me how what's been happening with you. You know what happened.
I know you take.
All right, then who next? Keon, you was laughing too, wasn't you? That's why your ass is on mute right with him. So you motherfuckers go laugh over there together. No, Ali need a better phone is what Lee said. So Yusuf Kente, do it sound like do I sound distant or something?
Hey, whatever, man, I hear you. I'm not gonna get you. I hear you, man. Say something else. I hear you. I hear you now. I hear you. The kid is in rare form this morning. Man, I hear everything you say, man.
He's got his finger on the mute button this morning.
Good morning, Dina. I'm told that I sound marvelous, so. I'm going to go with the people. I know some raggedy phones on this show, so I'm going to leave it like that. And if Marty says I sound marvelous, I'm going to go with Marty. I think Marty knows what he's talking about. Now that we got that out the way. Anybody else? Don't make me pull out the battle beat on you guys. Don't make me pull out the battle beat.
Play the battle beat, man.
Go ahead and play the battle beat, because you already played the battle beat.
Play the battle beat.
Let me find a battle beat.
A battle mute.
Keona, you heard the battle beat before?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh,
rap.
Okay. That rap.
Don't be a hater.
Yeah. I heard the rap.
2.7% of the population has heard of this all-natural Doritos beak and gums. No oral
Hold on. Don't be a hater, Kim.
You got a commercial before the battle beat come on?
I simply said, yeah, I heard the rap. It wasn't one of your highlight moments.
I like
it. But it is a rap. I got you. Nothing wrong with you liking it.
If he was kicking it with DOA back then.
DOA could probably make that song into something today.
The battle beat. So now it's time, people, we can take a seat. Cause we're marching forward with our battle beat. We're storming courageous for all the war path. Sucker MCs are gonna fill our wrath. We're gonna line you up, slaughter you like cattle. There is no way we're gonna lose this battle. I'm telling you the truth, I am no pretender. This is your last chance to surrender. The year is now, the month and the day. I'm Jay, but Mark got something he wanna say.
I'm on the mic, rocking with the music. You know we rock blinder, and now it's gonna be it. You know we are pressure and know we rock Lava Johnny with the beatbox and a six beside us. I hope you're all ready to take a seat. So we're right on time with our battle beat.
The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. It's a battle beat with Mark and Jay. We're crushing everybody who gets in our way. It's a battle beat because we've had enough. Playing MCs is our main function. We're slid by the wayside. There are no laws and there are... We're on the microphone.
So you better be ready when we come around. We're tired of the lies, you've been hounded. And when we get there, we'll be the last one standing. King of the mountain, Prince of the hill. Our main object is a fight and kill. Well, I'm Mark.
And I'm Jay King, and if you want to battle me, it ain't no thing. The T.O.P. Jay King.
We need to make it clear. That we're aiming for the top, and we just won't miss. And I want to better ever stand in our way. Because we're marching from Alaska to the U.S. of A. With the battle beat. The battle beat.
Don't
hate. The battle beat. 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 The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat.
The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat.
The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat.
The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle
beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The battle beat. The
I told you that. That's like my song, right? We all have a song on that favorite song on that album, and that is my favorite song, the original version. You know, and then the second version is my second best, and then, you know, the third version is my third best.
So the bare version is your third best.
In that order, that the bare version is the last, my last favorite version. Your version, your original version, is my favorite version, and then the one you did with AK, and I can't remember the other gentleman's name, but that's my second favorite.
Darius McCrary. Well, they will come out. So we released my version first over there, and it's exploding. And now, you know, they're going to start releasing the other versions. So right now, we just went into the top ten. We went to number six on this one. Hey Joe, good morning, JoJo.
Bring it to me, sugar. I like it nice and slow. When I grab over you, make your river flow. Taste your love all night long. Ecstasy when you're mom. It's my touch you're longing for. I gotta give it to you, baby, as you give me more and more all your love all night long. I'll be giving you good loving when we be getting it on. All your love all night long. All night long, give me that, give me that, good luck. I'm waiting on you, baby. When you come home, I got something waiting for you. We gon' start in the living room. I wanna taste your love and baby. All night long, keep giving me ecstasy with your bones. It's my touch, you're longing for. I gotta give it to you, baby, as you give me more and more. All your love, all night long. I've been giving you good loving, we be getting on.
So it might go to number one over there. Now, could you guys hear that on Blog Talk?
Yeah, I heard it loud and clear. Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. It sounded great. No, that's a great song, man. That is really a great song.
So I'm thinking Baby Let's Dance is going to be the second single.
That's yeah, I agree with you. Isn't that the song that Stephanie likes? Maybe Less Dance. Is that her favorite song?
No. Stephanie likes Feel So Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for Stephanie. Stephanie will say, you know, she likes some shit, right? And then the next thing you know, Stephanie be going around telling people that she wrote some shit. You know, like
she's part of.
So yeah, so I can't.
The writing.
So sometimes I gotta watch Stephanie. You know, Stephanie will be, she'll be like, you know, AK. This is Stephanie.
I can't help myself. I just got a glimpse of you. Yeah. Now that I'm in the space that only has the room for two. Me and you. Now I wanna take you for a ride. Someplace nice where we can grow. Let it flow. Yeah. It just feels so nice. It just feels so nice. It just feels so nice.
That's this one, this is AK's. Good morning, Janet Marie.
I love you more today than I did yesterday. I'm gonna love you more tomorrow. Yeah. It's not the things you say that's making me feel this way. It's the way you hold my heart. Yeah.
Good morning, Joyla. This is Ali's. Hey, Valentine, I see you in the chat room.
First, I love you in your eyes. That is when I realized you and I were made to love. Thinking from the Lord above. You should know just how I feel. Look inside, my love is real. Open up, let me receive all that you might choose to give me.
This is Delia's. Real Delia. This is her favorite.
every day I think of you. Can't believe it's true that I'm so into you. That I don't know where I'm going. I never felt this way before. All I wanna do is to love you, baby. Behind closed doors, I'll make you love you, baby. Behind I want to love you, baby. I want to love you, baby. Don't let go.
This is Cliff West and Jelinas. Have a smiley. This is going to be the next single. Thank you.
hold on tight. It's gonna be a ride. It's the night, babe. I'm gonna take your heart to hold it up.
So that's how that's going to go. That's going to be the second single. So, and then the other records, you know, I think the third record, the third single will be Open Up My Heart. And then Maybe Feel So Nice will be the fourth single. By the time we get to, but I'm doing five videos at one time. I'm going to do five different videos. I got the director working on them now. And so.
What are you doing, storyboarding?
Yeah. Yeah, storyboarding them now. Because I don't want
to be.
Thank you. Thank you, Reese. Now, Reese, did you hear Travis Smiley on yesterday?
Why did I miss that? No.
Yeah.
Oh,
really,
I know why I missed it. I had a fucking nightmare of a night. But that's probably why. I'll go back and listen to it. How was he?
What kind of nightmare? What happened? You had a nightmare?
I was having technical issues with my show last night, and it was a hot mess, literally. But that's okay. We're gonna fix it tonight.
Oh, when you said you had a nightmare of a mess, I thought you had a dream that you woke up in Youssef and Rosie were together.
Fuck off. Don't even fucking say something. You know, you're an asshole. Fuck you. Fuck Youssef. You know what? I'm going to say fuck Youssef for you fucking saying that shit, you piece of shit. I swear to God, fucking JK, you're a big fucking pot stirrer, you fucking instigator. That's who you are. You're a piece of fucking shit, you rat think bastard. Go fuck yourself. And you too, Youssef Kente, just because his fucking name came out his fucking mouth, go fuck yourself too. And fuck you, Keone, for fucking laughing, thinking that shit was funny, you gray-haired bitch. Go fuck yourself, too.
But you painted a great picture, though, J.K.
Nah,
that
go
was
fuck
a beautiful
yourself.
Picture you painted.
Go fuck yourself, you big, you fucking George Zimmerman-hating old fucking liberal fucking old Papa Doc dancing ass. Anybody ever tell you dance like an old man, you piece of shit?
That was a great vision, though, J.K., I have to tell you. I mean, that's not a nightmare to me.
Of course it's not, you fucking asshole. All of you fucking dudes are pieces of shit. How dare you fucking call yourselves my friends?
It was a layup, Reese. You gave me a layup.
Fuck off. I said I had a nightmare of a night. I didn't say it was a fucking nightmare. You know what? I recant everything I said about your fucking little storyboard and your music videos. Go fuck yourself. I hope the storyboards are all. I hope it looks like Lionel Richie's Hello video.
That's funny. Speaking of nightmares,
you look like Lionel Richie.
No, I don't. That's not true. Lionel Richie looks like me. I haven't had surgery. But you're gonna get the shit right.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it right.
No, I only say that because that's got to be one of Lionel Richie's worst fucking videos ever. It's like so hokey. That's the only reason why I threw that out there.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, that was, I know you had another nightmare yesterday.
No, I did not.
The recall lost yesterday.
Yes, it did. In tremendous fashion.
Exactly.
It went down
and
in
now,
a storm.
But Larry Elder is so dumb. He's trying to do the whole fraud thing, right? So
yeah,
preemptively, which even looks dumber, which just looks dumber. Larry Elder, listen, take a page on. Let me help you look a little smart. California last night voted for more homelessness, more lockdowns, okay, and more poverty. Okay, they voted for more of the nanny state. Now here's what you do, Larry Elder. Move to Texas and get the fuck out of there and let them do what it is that they do and just stop trying to be a muckraker. Just move. If you don't like California, you don't like what they're doing, you don't like how they voted, just get out. The people who love it will stay. The people who hate it will go, as they've always done.
Right.
Just move. The only part that freaked me out was, and I sent it to you in Keone, and I don't understand it. I'm not trying to do that to be facetious when I sent you guys that text message this morning, but that little from NBC News, it showed the polls of people, the breakdown of polls, you know, women, black women, Hispanic women, graduates of high school, college, all this shit, right? So they do black men, and they say they can't tabulate based on black men who voted for or against the recall because there were too few black people who voted. Too few black men who voted. And the first thing that went to my mind was, what? I mean,
yeah,
black men did not
vote
in this election? That's a little alarming. I almost feel like that must be fake.
I don't know. What poll, where did this come from?
So this is when NBC did an exit poll last night. And that was a live poll, so it was like raw data coming in. So when I looked at it this morning, I had the webpage up on my phone so it would update frequently. So as soon as I got up this morning, I checked to see, after the race was called, what the exit polls read. And so as you can see, that's just a fragment. There's a really, really long, you know, breakdown of every demographic. And I saw that, and it was the only one that was empty. It had no red, no blue. And it was for black men in the vote. So you can see on there, you know, what women voted, you know, the red is for the recall, blue is against the recall. In black men, it says 4%, not enough data to show. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Are you telling me that the black male vote in this recall was so small they couldn't tabulate anything? And I'm not trying to create, create a story out of nothing. But I just found that odd. It was the only one they didn't find a vote for.
There's no way that
black men didn't vote.
But I got to tell you, Reese, it speaks to the marginalization of black men in the state of California as well. Just to give you some clarity, in the state of California, black boys in high school, in junior high and high, well, in the school system, are 6 times more likely to be expelled than their white counterparts for the same offenses. And in Sacramento, they're 11 times more likely to be expelled for their white counterparts. I voted. Ernest said he voted. That dude is special ed. No, we didn't. Reese talks too much poop. He's only reading what was written. Joe, he sent over a chart that they posted. So I don't believe that so few black men vote. But then you got to remember that Reese, these are polls that they take, and these are. I don't believe that is so. Joe Levy said, I voted. No one voted for homelessness, people, or nanny state. We voted for police reform. We voted for unions. We voted for public housing. We voted to keep a deranged Klansman in blackface out of the governor's office.
Yeah, Larry Elder's an idiot.
Even white people.
This is right.
Even white people get uncomfortable with Larry Elder's content. Statement, you know, I'm the black face of white supremacy.
Even white people get up. White people have told me that they're uncomfortable with him saying that. How you doing, Potter? What were you saying? And turn your mic up so we can hear you.
No, Reese was right. Alders is an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's just like a robot with a lot of talking points. That's all he is. He has no connect. He doesn't know how to build a connection with the voting base, even his own voting base at all. He just doesn't have it. And he doesn't have to move to Texas. The smart thing would have been to do is to congratulate Newsom on his win, bring up everything that Newsom said he was going to do and going to fix, and say, okay, we'll just wait and see if this should be all fixed, and just move out of the way. Just shut up. Because if he doesn't, you can just come back and say, well, I mean, you know, everything speaks for itself. All you have to do is move out of the way. Bring up everything that's wrong with California that he said he's going to fix or do something about, and just say, okay, well, we wish him well, and we hope, you know, we'll be looking, keeping our eye on, you know, everything that's going to be fixed, that he's going to fix. And just shut up. That's all you have to do.
But I don't know. Now, Reese, where did you get this poll from, that 4%? Because I don't believe that. So where did you get it from? Reese is touching on himself again during the show. And whenever he touches on himself, he has to really concentrate to make everything happen that he wants to happen. So once he stops touching on himself, well, you didn't vote for Newsom because Newsom wasn't on the ballot. You voted no on the recall, Keone. So how did you vote for Newsom? Hold it. Did I get disconnected? Is that what happened, you guys? Maybe I'm.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you,
Jay. So where's Keone? Keone said
he heard
voted
the question and he ran. Yeah, he ran because he heard the question.
Well, because maybe Keone didn't vote. If he said he voted for Newsom, he a goddamn lie. Newsom wasn't on the ballot.
Well, King, when I
Dave
said I voted
Smith,
for Newsom,
I
voted no. Can you hear me?
Now
can
we
you hear me?
Dave, you said I voted for Newsom in the chat room. Dave Smith said I voted and I was part of a large coalition of black men showing up together. There were more than 200 of us. He got that shit from Breitbart. You know, Reese, I don't know where Reese went. I can only, the media that says he doesn't, that he says he doesn't trust told him that, yeah. So he doesn't trust the media unless the media says something that he agrees with, and he trusts that media.
Well, yeah, I pointed that out last week, you know. He doesn't trust the media, he doesn't trust the government unless it falls in line with what he's saying. Then he'll talk about it all the time. FBI this, FBI that, media this. He does it all the time.
I got it. I don't know. Interesting.
So what do you guys expect from Newsom?
Huh?
Now that the recall vote failed, what are you expecting from Newsom?
The same old, same old. You know, hopefully Newsom will tighten up here and really start to do some things for black folk in the state. You know, they did this thing. They have this council or this group for reparations. That's a joke. It's not real. And the reason why it's not real is because there's no white folk on it. It's no white folk who agree that there should be reparations, but who can help craft the messaging by saying, hey, this will work, this won't work. if you don't put the very people on this council that oppose it as a group, then it's like a boxer training, but not training an opponent that not training with sparring partners that look like his opponent or that fight like his opponent, just training for the sake of training. And he's probably going to lose. So when I see guys like Newsom put these things together, I don't know if they really want to win. They just want to do it by saying, this is what we did. Why did the Republicans put so much money on Elder and not any other candidate? Is he just a complete distraction? The Republicans didn't put money on Elder. Elder raised money. There are white people in California that love his messaging because it's so hyperbolic, so racially charged, and so incendiary against black men. And it's because if you go and read about Larry Elder hates himself because he hates his father. A man that can live in a house with a parent for 10 years and not speak to him said a lot about them and a lot about what's happening in that house. So I think Larry Elder is just, he hates himself. I know I said Reese's prayer, but I believe Larry Elder would love to be white. Nothing would be more joyful to him than to be white. And that's just talking to him and hearing his, you know, what he talked about, and Larry Elder, what I realized interviewing him was he's an in-the-box kind of guy. As long as you're inside the box that he's speaking in, he sounds knowledgeable. When you get outside of the box that he's used to speaking in and you start asking him questions outside of the box, he gets frustrated. He only knows how to argue at that point because he's not going to answer the questions. And just imagine having a governor like that. Wouldn't work. We have to do the word of the day and the daily word. So I'm going to do the daily word. Professor Keone is going to do the word of the day, and we're going to get on with this show. The daily word is grateful. Gratitude fills my mind and heart. Gratitude amplifies my experience of the world around me and the world within me. As I live gratefully, I am ever aware of my many blessings. My grateful mind holds my sweet memories of beauty, plenty, and kindness. The longer I stay centered in these happy thoughts, the easier it is to focus on the good now. I remain in a blissful state of gratitude and welcome even more blessings. My grateful heart swells with quiet joy. The more grateful I feel, the fuller my heart becomes until I simply radiate peace and happiness. I am grateful for all the good in my life now and for all the good that is on its way to me. Grateful in all things, I am truly blessed beyond measure. Today's Bible verse is Psalms 145:10. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. Professor Keone, what is the word of the day?
Jake King. Today's word is propitious, spelled P-R-O-P-I-T-I-O-U-S, propitious, which means favorable, promising, to indicate a good chance of success. So let me see if I can use that in a sentence for you, J. King. Because John Beckman, a.k.a. the Snitch and the Klansman of the Kings in the Morning Show, is Jay's King Yes Man, Beckman often receives a more propitious response from Jay King when he reads our listeners' comments. Propitious. And I'd like to give Brother Tavis Smile.
Yeah, I put your ass on mute. Talking all that shit. Propitious. Jay was very propitious when it comes to using the mute button on the fake Professor Keone for Peaches. Motherfucker's gonna learn about putting my name in your shit. A lot of power over here. A lot of power in that motherfucking button over there. So.
Tyrant. T-Y-R-A-N-T.
I'm glad you're back, Reese, because we wanted to
find out
where you got this fake in, where did you get this fake information from?
Not fake information. I will send you the link to it right now. It's not fake. It's from NBC News. Did the exit polling last night? It came directly from NBC News. Directly. I'll send you the link to it. I still have it on my phone.
Yeah, send it to me.
Okay, because I'm dead ass serious. Like I said, I wasn't trying to make anything of it. It's NBC News had this shit on there, and I said that doesn't make any sense for them to not tabulate any black vote, like no black men. It made no sense to me.
Yeah, because it don't make sense because it ain't real.
That well, again, shit. Don't blame me. The fuck.
Dave Smith said you got that shit from Breitbart.
It's not from Breitbart. It came directly from NBCNews.com. And again, what do I have to do in order to get you to stop with the Dave Smith stuff? Dave Smith, unless literally you have turned into Kreskin, seriously, do me a favor. Instead of critiquing me, since you know every fucking thing, can I have tomorrow's lotto numbers or Friday's Powerball numbers? Because just anything. He's so goddamn profound. I'm pretty sure he could come up with anything. The numbers never came from Breitbart. Breitbart did nothing live last night on the call. In fact, hold on. Here's the link right here.
Lee says, why is the media only true when you say so? You don't trust the media.
Who said it? First of all, when did I say that because I said so? I said that the NBC News said that they did not record any black men's votes. They couldn't discern, based on black men voting in the recall, who voted for or against it. I'm the one saying that that's not possible. It doesn't make sense that NBC News would suggest that they could not record how black men voted, that it was too low. There's no way. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm not saying that it's fake news.
Hey, Jason. Jelena said, well, we know the media can be jaded and non-factual as well.
Right, exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's like they had a demographic on people who went to college but didn't graduate. They had data on, single white mothers. You're going to tell me that they almost make it sound like no black men even participated in the vote. There's no way.
Well, why didn't bring up the thing about the white women?
Because on the page that I saw, white women actually showed up on the vote. The only thing that was blank, it had at least 20 different categories, right, of who had voted. Some people with high school education, people without high school education, black, white, Latino. When it got to black men, it was the only area that was blank. And that stood out. I'm like, what do you mean? It said women. Why does it say black men didn't vote? It's the only category that came up blank. So you got all this demographic stuff coming out saying who voted where, and then you get the black men and it's empty. It raises eyebrows. Yes, NBCNews.com.
It's just funny that we're doing Larry Elder. It's always black men that raise eyebrows.
Okay, first of all, J.K., if they have a demographic for every one of them, if you had seen it, J.K., and you saw the picture I sent you, that doesn't raise
it's
an eyebrow that they didn't have any.
It's a poll.
An exit poll. No, no, it's an exit poll of voters. In other words, people who voted.
Exactly. So, but, Reese, so what area were they in? So now we got to say what area were they in.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know that because they don't break it down that way. They just break it down
exactly.
to what they tabulated from all the votes. No, I agree. They do. The NBC had the vote in Alameda County, I think, was one of the largest counties that they got votes from. By the way, your boy did really good. He did. He had 9.8%, just like the poll said. He said he would have about 10%, and he came out with 9.8%. But again, this came from NBC News. You could be mad. I mean, why does everybody decide on fucking shitting on the messenger? I saw it because I'm paying attention to it. I give you the information, and now you guys are trying to find fucking fault in me reporting it? You sound like a bunch
You're
of dickheads.
You're a shitty messenger sometimes, Reese. That's why. We're
oh,
just,
fuck off,
J. King.
I'm not a shitty messenger. You would have not. Listen to me. It didn't matter to you. I get it. But I pointed it out to you, and now all of a sudden it's like NBC News did the fuck up.
You know
this is just
right
an
now,
opportunity
Reese?
For. This is the opportunity for you to put this shit on me because what else? What other choice do you have? How can I make? How can I make Reese the bad guy? That's what you wake up every morning saying. Hey, how are we gonna
no,
make Reese the bad guy?
No, Reese, I don't want to make
today?
You a bad guy, Reese. It's
Fuck
just
off.
That you come
yes,
on
you
this
do.
Show and you point out things
nah,
about
don't.
Black men. That's all.
Of course I point out things about black men. When they don't have a poll for black men in probably the biggest election of the fucking year, and NBC News can't tabulate one fucking black guy? That's a problem.
Well, but you gotta, but, okay, but Reese, but then you have to say, I wonder where they were tabulating. Why would they only go? I mean, so...
Jay, all of what I said was, is that, again, I wasn't trying to stir shit up. I wasn't trying to put a 10 on a 2. I just found it odd. How is it that you didn't tabulate any black men in the poll? It doesn't make sense. I don't believe it. That's what I'm saying.
That,
I'm saying that this was an effort
said,
to
Reese,
fucking...
What you said was, what
no,
you
what
said
I'm
was
saying, J.K., yes, no, I didn't. I never said that. I said it's no way that that is true. I said that. And you weren't listening to me if you didn't hear it. I said that there's no way that they didn't get what that black men didn't vote in this election. There's no way. NBC News is lying is pretty much what I'm saying. It's what I always said. None of this makes sense. You can't tell me that black men didn't vote in this fucking election.
Then I misunderstood you. I apologize. I apologize. I thought you were...
It's okay. Like I said, wake up in the morning, got a motherfucker to burn.
Look,
I get it.
I said I thought you were saying something else, and I apologize.
I understand. We should all
what
ask ourselves one question,
what the fuck
Jacob.
Is you worrying? What is
Wait,
you worrying?
What? Let's
you said,
say this.
You, what is wrong with your grammar?
Let's,
you worrying?
Let's say this. Let's say this. Should we be concerned with them burning witches or the people who burn them? I'd say we should be concerned with the people who burn them.
You
and
worry.
Don't talk to me about grammar. Are you serious?
What is
you're
it you worry?
You're a walking retarded thesaurus. How dare you?
All right, Reese. All right. See, now you're doing what you don't want the other people to do to you. All I asked you
what?
Was what is you worrying?
I never said you weren't. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. You said it to Jay. You weren't listening. You said you weren't listening.
You were not. What the fuck? Do you don't know what the word weren't does it mean? You were not listening.
You was
were
not.
Not no, was not? You want to double check
not.
That again? Listen, hold on. Pay very, very close attention, Grammar King.
Plural is when you use words.
No, you were not listening, meaning were not, meaning he was not listening to everything I said. You weren't listening. Not was not listening. You was not listening. Do you really, really want to go after me with this, Grammarly? You really, really want to go after me on this?
Grammar 101. Grammar 101 by the Kings in the Morning.
No, I want you to try again. Start from the get-go. Okay, listen, I want you to start off the day like you didn't smoke any weed and come down like the rest of us and then have a conversation.
Brother Yusuf.
You are dipping your toe in foreign water.
Brother Yusuf, I think you lost this one, bro. I'm sorry, man. It's weren't, not was.
Oh, that's how I think.
Yeah.
It's okay, bro. He can't mess with you when you talk about Africa. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, just for the love of God, nobody ever pulls this guy over for a ticket. He runs every red light, and he never gets pulled over for a ticket. Never. Never ticketed, never cited, not even a citation. This son of a bitch doesn't even get a warning.
Well, Reese, you said you didn't say it.
I never said that. First of all, I didn't understand
did.
What
said you
were saying.
You did. You said.
You said,
well, you
I
said
wasn't.
You didn't say
I weren't listening. No, no.
No,
you
I said you weren't. I said you weren't. What is you weren't? You said I didn't say you weren't.
Yeah, because I didn't understand the context of what you were repeating.
And I didn't understand
the
context.
And I said you weren't listening. Yeah, I understand
yeah.
You're trying to twist it again, but you didn't know what you were talking about as usual.
Let me fact check.
And therefore, Grammarly, you're wrong again.
Let me fact check.
Let's start over.
What he said was you weren't. What he said was you weren't listening.
Yeah,
and
but he said
listening.
You weren't.
You weren't.
You weren't.
Yeah,
weren't.
Because
weren't.
You do not know. You don't understand. You don't understand.
Well,
wasn't.
Apparently, you didn't
weren't.
Understand it as well.
No. Wasn't. Weren't.
Good
won't.
Morning, Dale Burney.
You obviously don't understand it, so you were wrong. Let it go.
Well, I know Dale knows.
I'll
check with you. I know Dale knows, so I'll ask
there's
Dale.
A Disney song. There's a Disney song here. Let it go. Let it go. Okay.
That's a Club Nemo song, too. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
You know, I'm not trying to, you know, people are crazy out here now. There's a family in South Carolina called the Murdaugh family. Not Murdaugh, Murdaugh. And Paul Murdaugh was, he's a young socialite. His family has been powerful in the South Carolina area for decades, in the law business, as lawyers, you know, a great-great-grandfather lawyer, grandfather lawyer, father lawyer. He was involved in a boating accident where a young lady was killed. He was drinking and intoxicated beyond impairment. And a young lady was killed. Well, a few months ago, he and his mother were found on their property, shot dead, both killed. And the father, Alex, was working on his tire, working on his car. He had a flat, and somebody drove by and saw him working on the car and asked him if everything was all right, and he said, yeah, I'm just, you know, fixing a flat, and they turned around and came back and shot him in the head, but it didn't kill him. And now we're finding out that Alex Murdaugh, a South Carolina lawyer, arranged for another man to kill him earlier this month, so that his son could collect a $10 million life insurance policy. Murdaugh, 53, survived the September 4 shooting, which happened months after the unsolved slayings of his wife and adult son. Police say that Murdaugh told 911 that he was shot in the head while changing a flat tire and that the shooting caused only a superficial wound. his attorneys, Richard Harpootlin, told NBC's Today Show on Wednesday that his client was trying to get off of opiates and he was taking to get over the death of his son and wife when he became depressed. Believing his insurance policy had a suicide clause, Murdaugh enlisted a man to kill him during a fake car breakdown, according to the attorney. The scheme was an attempt on his part to do something to protect his child. In a written statement, Harpootlin and Jim Griffin, another attorney for Murdaugh, said it had become clear Alex believed that ending his life was his only option. Today he knows that's not true. For the last 20 years, there have been many people feeding his addiction to opiates. During that time, these individuals took advantage of his addiction and his ability to pay substantial funds for illegal drugs. One of those individuals took advantage of his mental illness and agreed to take Alex's life by shooting him in the head. On Tuesday, Curtis Edward Smith, 61, was arrested on charges of assisted suicide, assault and battery of a high aggravated nature, pointing and presenting a firearm, insurance fraud, and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, according to the South Carolina State Law Enforcement Division. Officials with the agency said that Smith of Waterloo was also arrested on charges of distribution of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. Smith was being held in jail Tuesday night, officials said. It was not immediately clear if he had an attorney. Collin and Cali records show Murdaugh had been Smith's lawyer in a 2013 speeding case. Additional charges were expected in the case, according to Sled. Murdaugh allegedly gave Smith a gun and directed Smith to kill him, documents released by investigators Tuesday stated. Murdaugh allegedly admitted to the law enforcement agency that the plan was for Smith to kill him so that Murdaugh's surviving son could collect a life insurance policy worth approximately $10 million. Alex is totally cooperating, Harpootlin said Wednesday. We called Sled. They didn't call us. He didn't want law enforcement to spend time on this fake crime instead of on Maggie and Paul. Earlier this summer, Margaret and Paul were found dead near dog kennels on the family's hunting property in Culloden County west of Charleston. Their deaths have been classified by state investigators as double homicide. Alex Murdaugh, a personal injury attorney, called 911 at 10:07 p.m. June 7th and told a dispatcher that his wife and son were on the ground and not breathing, according to records released by authorities. He said he just returned and asked the dispatcher to please hurry. Harpootlin said Murdaugh had nothing to do with the murders. He's totally distraught, the attorney said. He did not murder them. Alex Murdaugh's father and family patriarch, Randolph Murdaugh III, died at 81 just days after Paul and Margaret were killed. Murdaugh, who is part of a prominent South Carolina legal family, has not been charged with any crime. Harpootlin said Wednesday that he fully expects him to be arrested soon. I think he will be charged, he said, reiterating that Murdaugh doesn't want this case diverting resources from the investigation into the murder of Murdaugh's wife, Margaret, and adult son, Paul. Harpootlin said Murdaugh's law team is pursuing their own investigation and said they have zeroed in on at least one suspect. The motive would be personal, he said. Days after the September 4th shooting, Murdaugh said in a statement that he resigned from his job at the law firm to enter rehab. He said he made a lot of decisions that I truly regret, and that the murders of his wife and son has caused an incredibly difficult period. The law firm said that Murdaugh resigned only after the partners discovered he had allegedly misappropriated funds. On Monday, South Carolina law officials announced that it was looking into accusations that Murdaugh misappropriated money from the firm. Murdaugh's law license was indefinitely suspended. Murdaugh's father, a grandfather, and great-grandfather all held the top prosecutor's position in South Carolina's 14th Circuit, which covers a coastal region of the state known as the Low Country, totaling more than 80 years. The family's powerful legal connections were in the spotlight after Paul Murdaugh was indicted in a boat crash in 2019 that left 19-year-old Mallory Beach
dead. A police report said people on the boat were grossly intoxicated. Local reports after the crash said that the Murdoch family did not initially cooperate with law enforcement agencies' investigation and that the officers never gave Paul Murdoch, who was believed to have been driving the boat, an alcohol breath test, according to South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, which led the investigation. Murdoch pleaded not guilty to 3 felony counts of boat under the influence and had been out on personal recognizance bond at $50,000 at the time of his death. As a matter of protocol, the charges were dropped last month. What do you guys think happened here? Hello?
Unpopular opinion.
Okay.
So, there appears to be a lot of white-on-white crime going on here. Perhaps we should have some sort of intervention in the white community to stop them from killing each other, or should we just let this proceed?
Sounds like one sick-ass family. Just goes to show, just because you have money doesn't mean you can't be fucked up, is what John Beckman said.
Why is it that that is such a base response? Just because you have money doesn't mean you can't be fucked up. Jaking, you and I say this, I think we've been saying this for over 5 years now. Money doesn't change you. It just makes you more of what you already are.
Yeah, but I think what John is saying is that it sounds like a very sick family. And it just goes to show, just because you have money doesn't mean you can't be fucked up.
Preston, when you have money, you're not fucked up?
Well, some people think if you have money that, you know, that it'll fix everything.
I'd love to meet those idiots. Because I think at this point in the game, I mean, that may be an idea that people may have had 30, 40 years ago, but nobody believes that money today solves all your problems. Money just adds to them. People come out of the woodwork, especially shit. I mean, I don't want to sound fucked up, but yeah, I'm going to sound fucked up anyway.
Yeah, you sound fucked up. You got that right.
Black people, listen to me. I think it's even more perilous when black people get money. And let me explain to you why, what I mean by this, J.K. You'll probably agree. I believe you'll agree.
Please don't.
I believe that when black people get money, it becomes more of a perilous situation or more of a problem for them, because I think it's almost naturally incumbent on them or pressured upon them to do for others with said money, because by virtue of their blackness, they must. Like, they have to take on a larger
I don't think that's exclusive to black people. I think whenever people come from a poor situation and one person in that family does well, that the family expects that person.
Yeah, I agree there.
I don't care.
Yes, but I feel like the black community suggests that you have to, ipso facto, beyond the scope of that.
Well, obviously, you don't know much about the black community, and because of that.
Oh, give me a come on. That, don't be.
You don't know shit about it. If that's what you think, Lee.
Shut up.
This is what I'm
saying. Shut up.
If that's what you think,
Warning. Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Warning. Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Warning. Bullshitter alert.
Again, don't suggest that black community.
Yeah, when you've been that powerful
of a family for that long, when you're 80 years in power, and interesting thing about power sometimes is it don't understand when the world changed because it's in its own bubble. And so, and power has always ruled. But that's what happens when Babylon fell, when great nations fell, because the people in power, they weren't in tune with the times. They were only in tune with the power. And the people always are more powerful than anything around them, than any one person, than any one family, than any one idea. The people are the most powerful entity all the time. The question is, do the people know how powerful they are? And when the people wake up and they start realizing that they are the power, they make the change. And this is a family to me that, you know, they've had this power for all these years. And now that power is going away, or, you know, they don't, it doesn't have the same impact. You know, you kill somebody's baby girl and they coming to kill you. And that's what happened. The little girl was killed. I think you're going to find out that the family, there's families coming to kill them. You make enemies when you hold power for that long and you wrong people and you still, your power start to slip. I just think it's interesting how this thing is playing itself out now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next course of months and weeks.
It's going to be the Hatfields and McCoys and crackers dying left and right.
Reese, it might be white people listening to you that don't hear you normally in this voice. They need you in that coon voice. You might want to get back to it.
What? You want me to tell them crackers exactly what it is they need to do there, boy? Y'all need to get out them guns and handle your business. You better get out there and start firing rounds. There's a lot of killing to be done.
Good morning, Mike. Michael Jordan. Good morning, sir.
You better boom. Crackers better get out there like a rap video. Bang, bang, shoot them up, nigga, die slow.
I can only imagine who Reese. You know, when Reese ain't around us, Reese is somebody else. I just want you guys to know that. And that's not me saying it.
Jake, you lying sack of shit. Don't start telling people that.
Your girl said it. Your girl said it.
What are you talking about?
Don't make me call my
cousin. Again, she said, no. What I'm, how I am around my girlfriend. Do you think I would, I'm the sweetest guy in the world around my girlfriend. I have to be sweet with her. Do you really think that I'm going to be some arrogant piece of shit? How am I supposed to get pussy being Reese on the radio? This Reese on the radio should never get pussy. Are you kidding me? He should be a fucking eunuch. I'm a nice guy.
She said
you were different. Of course I'm
different
with her.
No, she said you were different.
I'm a lovely, yes.
You said you were different.
I'm different around you. Of course, Jay King. Listen, when kings, does kings in the morning have a pussy? Do they go to bed with me at night? I'm here 2 hours a fucking day.
She said you were different. You were better. She said you were more natural around us than you were at home.
Oh, did she say? She said I'm natural. So I'm natural when I'm around y'all. So this is who it is that I am. And when I'm around my girlfriend.
AK, if you're listening, would you please call in? Because AK knows exactly what it was.
No. See, no. Hold on. First of all, you dry snitching bastard. That was a private conversation. Which shows exactly how much ethics you have. You're a piece of shit, and you know it. You're a red fig, you semi the bull Gravano motherfucker, you.
Oh, Beckman's rubbing off on Jay King.
Exactly. So fucking semi the bull Gravano over here.
Let me
here.
Tell you what's rubbing off on me. Let me tell you something, Professor Keone. I'm going to tell you what's going to rub off on me. What's going to rub off on me is how long I keep your ass on mute today. Because you're going to learn. You're going to learn on this particular day. Motherfucker, you align yourself with the wrong motherfucker on this show all the goddamn time. Now, the other day you was trying to tell somebody they shouldn't be on the show who've been here longer than you. Now you're going to line yourself up with the wrong motherfucker against me. Sit your ass over there in that corner for a minute. Now, where's AK at? Because, could you call in? I'm just saying that you're a bunch
of... Why are you bringing your cousin? AK, do not call in. You don't need to be a part of this.
Lee Fletcher said, Jay, tell Reese I tried to listen to WAC 100 last night. What the hell was wrong with the audio?
Okay. First of all, WAC 100 is a fucking another person. That's somebody's name. I just said if you were listening, apparently you weren't, because I know sometimes niggas need special attention. So excuse me, special needs Negro. Let me help you out again. The login, for some reason, was going in and out, and I had to preempt the show early. As I said, I was having problems online. So I had to stop the show. I will be doing the show tonight with everything it is that I did in it. Again, if you want to listen, you can. If you don't, that's your prerogative. Never ask for any fans. Like I said, according to John Beckman, what do I have, two people who listen? That's enough for me. I'll do the show for a year with just one motherfucker listening to me, even if that one person is me. Okay?
That's what I do. That's what I do on my show. I listen to myself, one person.
That's right.
That's right.
Nobody else listening?
No, I don't care, though. You know, I support all the shows on the network. Not one of them people call and support me, Jay King. Not one.
They don't call in?
No, they don't call in. They don't listen. Nothing.
They don't do nothing. They don't say nothing to you?
No, I promote their shows on the, you know, announcements. I call into their show. I even help some of them with the board, Jay King. And nobody called my show. But it's okay. And it's only an hour, Jay. It ain't that long. You know what I mean? And it's not, it's on the weekend, you know, but, you know, it's all good. That's why I do it by myself. Thank you, Jay, for giving me an outlet to be able to express my feelings on Saturdays.
All I know is this: Reese, stop, nigga. Be real. Be the whole dude. Don't.
What are you talking about?
Your girl said that you was real with us. Be real.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm not talking to you. Listen, send me the bull. Move on. I don't know whether or not you got a fucking. Are you wearing a wire? Are you wearing a fucking wire?
Oh my god! Michael Jordan said Reese cracks me up. Y'all fucking with the wrong one. No, we not. He the right one. We got the right one, Mike.
Yeah, he the right one. We got the right one. Right? Oh, it's 64. I don't want 64. I need a 16.
Confirmation. Okay, that's my headphone. Ali. Valentine said she listened to your DLW tribute. You did a tribute on DLW?
Valentine don't count. I ain't talking about she gave.
She what?
Calling in.
I love Valentine.
Val C didn't give me no compliment. She said she heard the DOW tribute. That wasn't no compliment.
She said, Ali, I listened to your DOW tribute, and then she put a heart around it.
Yeah, because she's all about tragedy, Jay. She likes to participate when people die. When people ain't dying, you don't hear her say shit.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah, she's a tragedy girl. You know how the people always get excited over tragedies and shit. That's the only reason why she's doing that.
Really?
She don't call when nobody ain't there, but a motherfucker just chilling, you know, need a friend. She show up after a nigga dead.
You said when a motherfucker need a friend. Oh my god. That was fun. If that was unintentionally funny, Ali, that was fucking hilarious.
Well, Ali, Valfine said, "Fuck you, motherfucker."
I knew that was coming.
That's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's what AK used to tell us. She learned that from AK. Fuck you, motherfucker. That's what AK used to tell her ass.
She said, "I am your fucking friend." Laugh out loud.
These nuts, Valcine. Say the name of Valcine, the vaccine.
Because of her, I know about your tribute. I was going to ask you about the tribute.
No, don't worry about it, man. It was just a moment of silence. D.O.W. gone, man.
D.O.W. is gone.
Have you guys ever
thought about, you know, okay, that's 8,760 hours in a year. Now, my daddy's 82. And my dad is on oxygen. He can't he literally can't move and go places without carrying this oxygen thing with him. And he can get out of breath really fast. It's hard for him to breathe at night. And sometimes he thinks he's going to die. His breathing gets so bad at night. I was talking about another friend that I have who wears a diaper, who's a grown man wearing a diaper. And I look at where I am, I'm 59. My dad is 82. We're 23 years apart. I can look at myself 23 years from now looking at my dad. So, you know, you start looking at this life ride, and at a certain point in your life, I wonder if people look at the life ride and say, I got to change something about this ride. It's too bumpy. It's too fucked up. I've never been happy. There's nothing good. I've struggled throughout this whole thing. And if they ever said, if people ever said, I have to figure out how to take some of this bump out this ride, how to take some of this misery out of this ride, how to take some of this angst out of this ride. Now, we've watched Reese do that. We've never seen Reese happier than he is right now, because he put love in his ride. What are you guys doing to make your ride a lot easier before you check up out of here? Because we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning, all of us. We're closer. Reese just sent me a text. With the passing of DOW, does this mean the Back to Africa movement is canceled? God damn, Reese. I just had some good shit about you.
That was a great... I feel so awful now. Ha 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 asshole now. That's so fucked up.
Since Trump left, so that means we don't have to worry about making America great again, right, Reed?
No, I'm just saying, BLW was talking, he was doing the whole thing about everybody moving back to Africa, and he said that there were a bunch of people that he in his unity group that were doing it, and I'm like, so since his passing, does that mean the trip is canceled? I'm just saying.
And so was Trump. Trump was talking about
was
making America great, but now that he's been, now that he's out.
What are you talking about? That is the worst segue ever.
Mm.
That's like there's no bridge to talking about Trump when I was talking about BLW. There's like not a bridge at all. Like there's no connection there. Like you could have
John,
you know what you could have
said? John Beckman said all it took Ed to do was change his diet from American food to Mexican food. He's never been happier. Valpine said, Reese, Mr. DLW's ghost is going to come and sit on your ass.
Look, even Valpine, that's what I love about Valpine. Valpine, that was brilliant. Look, nothing against DLW. He hated me. He hated me. And he was not a fan. He was not a fan. He did, dude. He hated me.
Reese, there's a line of people who hate you, Reese.
No, no shit, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why it didn't matter. There's so many people who hate me, and after a while, they all blended to, like, one big amalgam. Like, it doesn't matter. So, anyway, so DL hated me. And why? Because I would literally poke holes in everything he believed in. I mean, literally, I turned everything he believed in into Swiss cheese. And he hated that. Especially the last time he was on with Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, you guys were calling the Judge Joe Brown together?
Yeah, he and I were both on Judge Joe Brown, and he was talking like a lot of this stuff that was categorically untrue, like stuff that he was reading on blogs and other stuff, and I counted him. And he, you know, a lot of people respect Judge Joe Brown in a lot of ways. They do not really know who Judge Joe Brown is. However, I do know how Judge Joe Brown sees certain things. I follow him a lot, so I know what he talks about in his belief system, so to speak. So I came in on DLW and really tore into a lot of stuff that he was preaching about on Judge Joe Brown's show. And he, DLW, unfortunately, turned around and went to Judge Joe Brown for support. And he was like, there's no way that what he's talking about is true. And Judge Joe Brown turned around and said, I'm sorry, but he's actually categorically correct. And it devastated DLW. It ruined everything he believed. And I poked so many holes in the nonsense he was talking about, he couldn't deal with it. And he's never liked me since. Because it was like he really thought Judge Joe Brown was going to be on his side, and Judge Joe Brown told him, he's like, no, actually what he's saying is true. And then he broke it down to him why it's true. And he hated that. Because DLW thought for a long time that I was the only person who actually believed what I believed, that there was no facts for it, because what DLW believes is the nonsense that he believes. I'm sorry, it just is nonsense. There are not millions of people who are moving back to Africa. They're just not. And DL was trying to sell that dream, and it's a dream.
You got more white people trying to go back to Africa.
That and you,
because
you know
they
want to
finish Robin.
You're right. You're absolutely
right.
There are more white people. No, you're right. And you know why? That's to assuage white guilt. They want to assuage their white guilt. They're trying to assuage their white guilt. That's the reason why they're going to Africa.
No,
Reese, you're a sick-ass motherfucker, Reese, talking about dead people even though they ain't here. You full of shit, Reese.
No. First of all.
No, you full of shit. You ain't getting no pass for me, nigga. You full of shit, nigga. You could have kept that shit to yourself, nigga. It's time to do history now.
Death does not absolve you of scrutiny.
And you with that bullshit.
Hold on.
Talk about motherfuckers
death,
and they death,
Wait. If death absolved you of scrutiny, we would be
I hope you
down.
Die today, nigga. I hope you die today, nigga, so I can talk about your punk ass tomorrow.
Why don't you just talk about me now? piece of shit.
Hey, listen, you're a fucking dead ass nigga anyway.
Death does not assuage, does not absolve you of scrutiny. If that were the case, we wouldn't be taking that fucking statue.
Nigga, I hope one of them, I hope one of them couches fall on your motherfucking neck, nigga.
Yeah, that's why I don't do any. That's why I don't do any lifting anymore. Fuck you, nigga. How about that? I hope one of them gold slippers slip underneath your feet and you crack another vertebrae, you piece of shit. Fuck off.
There's going to be one hanging out your ass later on.
By the way, Rousey said, just for the record, Mr. D.O.W. was on some going back to Africa shit, and we didn't know he was living in a nursing home. What the fuck is up with you, Ali?
Stop reading Valcine's shit. She ain't even no real supporter. Tell Valcine
he's
left.
Jesus Christ. What, you know, Ali,
Valcine,
ain't nobody said.
Valcine been here longer than you, Ali.
Don't get mad.
Been here longer than me. That's a motherfucking clone, nigga. She ain't been here longer than me.
First of all, hold on. Excuse me, fucking Mr. Tribute.
Yes,
a moment of silence. A moment of silence? That was your fucking tribute? So you mean to tell me when you were tributing fucking DLW, you said nothing? A moment of silence?
No, you,
at least, at least I'm
you're
talking
fucking,
about
you're
DLW.
A stupid motherfucker, Reese.
At least
you're one of the stupidest motherfuckers I've ever seen.
Please do.
Stop letting that motherfucker talk. Please do.
At least I listened to that unity movement nonsense. At least I listened to a show.
History time. It's history time. Nigga, shut up.
You know what's history, Ali? You know what's history? You're good back.
That's history. When Brandon didn't give your motherfucking ass enough ice cream, that's history.
Jim Crow laws. During Reconstruction, black people took on leadership roles like never before. They held public office and sought legislative changes for equality and the right to vote. In 1868, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution gave black people equal protection under the law. In 1870, the 15th Amendment granted black American men the right to vote. Still, many white Americans, especially those in the South, were unhappy that people they once enslaved were now on a more or less equal playing field. To marginalize black people, keep them separate from white people, and erase the progress they've made during Reconstruction, Jim Crow laws were established in the South beginning in the late 19th century. Black people couldn't use the same public facilities as white people, live in many of the same towns or go to the same schools. Interracial marriage was illegal, and most black people couldn't vote because they were unable to pass voter literacy tests. Jim Crow laws weren't adopted in northern states. However, black people still experience discrimination at their jobs or when they try to buy a house and get an education. To make matters worse, the laws were passed in some states to limit voting rights for black Americans. This is the reason why voter suppression laws are frightening, because once they start, they can turn into, they can avalanche into laws that really can limit citizens of this country from exercising their freedoms to vote. This is American history.
Everybody around the world hates everybody. You can't trust anybody. Robbing, killing, the lies they tell us of why. My question, do you see God in any of this? True God. You can't just say God and that's the end of it. You've got to live it. You've got to mean it. God is the reason you are hearing this right now. Would we fight or bleed to death if we put God in the mix? Would there be hate if we blended God in the recipe? No, because God is love. God is love. The true belief in God, even if we never see Him, would end our problems. We could come to a better understanding with each other, and life would be righteous and good. And you can't say no.
You can't knock that theory if we all don't try it together. God bless us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One love. Today is Wednesday, and at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tonight, we'll have Honey Huss with Stephanie Beard. Last week, she played a Prince review. She might be playing another one this week. Y'all check her out. And then tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., 7:55 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, live right here on the J.K. Network, we got Queens in the Morning. Right here, check it out tomorrow, all the lovely queens. I think it's Trivia Thursdays. They be asking questions over there, y'all. So if you think you're smart, get on over there with the girls. And then we got Reese on the radio with WackFM.com, where he's over there dissing dead people. And check him out, because he's going to hell tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time over there on WackFM.com.
Yeah, don't sweat it. I'm dissing the alive people. I'm dissing the alive people, too, as well as the dead people.
Okay.
I'm coming after you dead or alive, nigga. Dead or alive.
All right, you're going to be a ghost tonight, nigga, with your dead motherfucking ass. Anyway, back to you, J. King.
Can we all just get along?
No, absolutely not, J. King.
If your name is Rodney, we can't. But your name is Jay. You got to change your name to Rodney, and then we can all get along.
Yeah, exactly. You fucking Sammy the Bull Gravano over here snitching on motherfuckers talking about can we all just get along. Fuck no. You put people on random ass mute, you don't never get along with nobody. Possibly.
I get along with everybody.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Right now, you guys, what I'm doing is I'm trying on my suit jackets because my arms are too long, my suit jackets. Today, I'm taking all my jackets at one time to get all my arms taken up at one in one fell swoop. Because I had on a jacket the other day, I thought it was in a picture, and I was like, why are my goddamn arms so long in these jackets? So I'm going to get them fixed today before I go into the office. Oh, speaking of Stephanie, hey, Steph, how's your arm feeling this morning? Stephanie?
I got these people here. They're putting in the oven right now, so I can't do anything. I was going to hang up. Hello? Can
you
hear me?
You called in? Oh, yeah,
I had called, but they just rang the doorbell, so they're here to put the oven in, so I got to go.
Okay. So you want to hang up now?
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
So, getting the new oven put in the house.
So we don't have those freaky.
Huh?
We're not going to hear another freaky questions that Stephanie might have for the group today.
She hasn't been doing freaky questions.
I know. Well, yeah, that's right. She changed it up a little bit, but
yeah, Marty Pants.
But I missed that. I missed that though. I missed that. She was doing it for a while. Well, I don't know why she fell off.
Because this is Queens in the Morning. This is Kings in the Morning. I know you like the Queens of the Morning show, because it's Kings of the Morning. It should be more intellectual stuff. Their show.
Well, Negro, you're the one letting her on the show to do ask us questions. So, I'm just talking about Stephanie.
I just told you that she asked more intellectual show questions. That's why your dumb ass is on mute. You know what? I'm gonna stop calling you Professor Keone. I'm gonna start calling you Dumb Dumb Keone. Because that professor shit just went to your head. You really believe you're a goddamn professor. You got one fucking answer right, and I called you professor to be nice to you, and your motherfucking ass, now you didn't take this shit to the hill. You ain't no goddamn professor.
I thought you'd get along with everybody, Jay.
I did.
Yeah. Notice how that shit went right off the window, right?
I do. I get along with everybody that makes sense. Stop making sense. Then I get along.
What you say? You gave that professor name because you was trying to be nice because he got one question right.
He got one question right, and now he really believes he a professor. Nigga, you ain't no real professor. You ain't no. You're not like really Professor Peony. It's just some shit we say. I could just see him out with his friends. You know, I'm on Kings in the Morning. Oh, really? What are you doing there? Well, you know, they call me Professor Keone because, of course, of my intellect. You know, I'm probably one of the smarter guys on there. So, yeah, they call me Professor. No, nigga, I don't call you Professor because you're smart. I call you Professor as a joke. Professor Keone. And that's why Potter says Professor Gristle or Professor Meat Meat. And then you...
Did you got him on mute right now, Jay?
The motherfucker's on mute.
And you talking about his ass, so.
And that's how this nigga is a professor. If the nigga was a professor, the last person, a professor, is going to attack is the motherfucker with all the power. Shit. For real, do you get, Jay, you get along with everyone? I get along with everybody. I even get along with the professor. That's if we're going to get along after this.
So that's all it takes, Jay. Somebody asked their question.
JK's a fool. JK's a fool. That ain't. I've been laughing the whole time. hey, JK, just call me Keone. That's okay, bro. I'm good with Keone. Just call me Keone Shorty. That's okay.
You won't learn about this goddamn mute button. There's a lot of people.
I already know about it.
No, you don't, because you talk too much shit to know about the mute button.
I'm laughing my ass off. This motherfucker had me on mute the whole time. Keone's fine, bro. You can drop the professor. I'm good with just my first name.
I like calling you professor.
No, Keone's fine, brother. Go ahead and just drop the professor.
I like calling you
Keone's
professor,
fine.
Keone, because...
I like the Keone.
Okay,
that's fine.
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
You can just use my one name.
Professor Keone. That's why your ass is on mute again. You're gonna learn. Good morning, Michael Gay. Is he there? Michael Gay. My dumb professor.
No, I'm out of here. What is only 10 minutes left in the show? Michael Gay is coming up.
Michael Gay is not here, Reed.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Let me just say this, Reed. If Michael Gay were here, his mic would not open.
Okay, right. Good enough. Jesus.
Be clear with that. Michael Gay, you talking about somebody, Michael Gay, it reminds me of that bump on the inside of your ass that got hair in it, that's fucking the shit out of you.
Reese, you can handle Michael Gay, man. Don't worry about Michael Gay.
No, he's a stream of consciousness that makes absolutely no sense. I mean, Robert Redwine is one thing, but Michael Gay is just, I mean, you know his problem? Robert Redwine knows he's a buffoon. What makes Michael Gay worse than Robert Redwine is that Michael Gay thinks he's an intellectual. And no one is woefully unprepared for that duty more than Michael Gay. He is not an intellectual. The fact that he thinks he has an intellect is baffling. He shows that he's either just stupid or maybe indeed he's mildly retarded.
You must have just put your face in some ass because you went quiet.
Ollie, what is the constant attack on Reese, man?
I don't know.
Reese is full of shit. Reese is full of shit. You can't even hear him. Cause get your head out of that ass, Reese.
So, obviously, you're a huge Michael Gay.
Now we can hear you. Now we can hear you. You're coming up. Now you're looking on the nipples, huh?
We got that you can hear it. So, you're big Michael Gay, Robert Red Wine, and DLW fans. I get it. You obviously, Ali, are showing a passion.
Do you think you're intellectual?
Listen,
do you think you're intellectual?
No. I'm going to answer your question as soon as I finish my thought. So you like DLW, Robert Redwine, and Michael Gay, who I like to call the three amigos.
I don't fuck with Michael Gay.
Okay. They are the three amigos of stupidity. And that's
why are you able to say that? Are you stupidity?
Because sir, compared to them, I'm Stephen fucking Hawking. Compared to the
Let's do a vote. We don't want your vote. Let's do a vote on the Kings and let's see if you stupid
you
or
really
not.
You really
want
to do a vote? Listen to me. You want to do a vote?
Yes. You like
the
votes, right?
With the listening audience? No, I don't. But on this audience, you want to tell me
shit,
whether
why
or not?
You sound like Arizona and shit. You don't want us to get a right to vote, motherfucker?
Wait. Hold on. First of all, that's not what the Arizona thing was about. It was about making Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday a holiday.
Well, I'm making it about you today, nigga.
Okay, well, make it about me. You want to ask the people on here whether or not
Can we vote on you, nigga, or are you going to keep talking?
Yes, we're going to vote on whether or not I'm more intellectual than Michael Gay.
No, nigga. It's my ballot. I put the shit on the vote.
Oh,
we are voting to see if your ass is stupid like the rest of them. That's what the vote
please,
is. Don't
yes,
change
please.
The motherfucking
okay,
ballot,
please.
Nigga.
Okay, all right. No. You go ahead. You work it out, my friend. You work it out.
Yeah.
So, yes, Kings in the Morning audience. You bastions of brilliance, you let Ali know whether or not I'm a stupid motherfucker like the rest of them. That's the vote on the ballot.
I voted early, and I voted yes, he's a stupid motherfucker. I sent mine in the 30 days before time, mail-in ballot.
John
That's
Beckman
actually
said
giving him
Reese
too much
is
credit.
An intellect in his own way, but nonetheless intellectual. When one attends Fordham, it stands to reason why they are an intellect.
See, Reese? You like Larry Elder. You the new Larry Elder.
Hey, Reese, who was that? Was that John Bay KKK man giving you a hard time? Was that John Bay KKK man? Stop it, John Bay KKK man.
All right.
I'm sorry, I got a vacuum cleaner going on in the background. That's okay. I'm just trying to minimize the noise.
You got a vacuum in your asshole?
Yeah.
No, Ali. Unlike you, my woman is vacuuming the floor.
She's vacuuming your ass off for you. Oh, okay, I got
That's
it.
That's right.
So my woman is vacuuming. So Reese, I was wondering why John KKK man was
John Beck
talking shit about you.
Come in. We call him John Beck.
KKK man.
what about him? No. At least he calls me an intellectual.
John,
at least he's smart enough.
John
to know
Beckman.
That.
John KKK man.
John Beckman does not have to prove to you who he is.
We know. We're just teasing
Uh-oh.
Him. Anyway, so okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we what have
number
we established?
62.
There's
number
did 62. Ali, is anyone voting on Ali's ridiculous raw poll?
No, that was the bullshit. It was a recall, Reese. Don't worry about it.
Yes, the poll was Ali was asking the listening audience on whether or not I was a stupid motherfucker like the rest of them. I don't know what that – I guess that's the poll question. Is Reese on the radio a stupid motherfucker like the rest of them? Coming from Peony, you, Yousef Kete.
John Beckman said, Peony, I'm really getting tired of your racist retorts. I've never said anything like that to you.
He getting mad.
He's
about to quit again.
He got his feelings, Simi. Tell him what not to do, Simi. Leave your goddamn feelings at the door, Beckman.
Man, you gotta leave your feelings at the door, man. He's trying to get semicolon to revise that shit. You got to be listening, baby. Leave your motherfucking feelings like wet popcorn. Don't catch that shit over here, man. You sorry, man. You make shit sour. Yeah.
Gymnastic superstar Simone Biles through tears blamed the FBI, USA Gymnastics, and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee at a Senate panel Wednesday for allowing disgraced former USA gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar to abuse dozens of women and children. USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee knew that I was abused by their official team doctor long before I was ever made aware of their knowledge, Biles told the Senate Judiciary Committee. We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at the FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us. We've been failed. Fellow elite gymnast athletes, Ali Rossman, Michaela Maroney, and Maggie Nichols are also testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on the FBI's failures to investigate 2015 sexual abuse allegations against Nassar. All four gymnasts said they were victims of Nassar's abuse, with Nichols being the first athlete to bring a sexual abuse complaint about Nassar to top officials at U.S. Gymnastics. During her testimony, Maroney slammed the FBI for falsifying her claims of abuse against Nassar. After telling my entire story of abuse to the FBI in the summer of 2015, not only did the FBI not report my abuse, but when they eventually documented my report 17 months later, they made entirely false claims about what I said, Maroney said. For many hundreds of us, this hearing is one of our last opportunities to get justice. This is what we're going to start the show at tomorrow, you guys. We're going to talk about this whole thing as it relates to the Olympic Committee and the abuse that these women suffered.
And talk about the FBI, the same FBI that Reese praised.
My name is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Yousef Kente, Brother Reverend Ali, Simi Braxton, Reese on the radio. Get busy.
Reese on the booty hole.
I'm on your booty hole now, Ali.
Reese on the booty hole.
Yeah, your booty hole.
Let's work where the beat won't come together. That day, King, let's work where the beat won't come together.
See you on Thursday. Maybe.